Christmas is approaching, and this season of Advent, preceding Christianity's most joyful celebration, the birth of the baby Jesus, is a time of waiting, preparation, prayer, and reflection. The word Advent comes from the Latin for coming, and Christians everywhere are waiting to celebrate Christ's coming here on earth. Father Matthew Gamba is a Jesuit priest and journalist, and he shares with us his insights into the importance and meaning of Advent and his own childhood recollections of this pre-Christmas season.
Yes, it's one of my absolute favorite seasons of the year, not just because of the Christmas, but it really gives us that opportunity to think about and to prepare for the coming of the Lord, but also to think about how he's already here and to be a little bit more mindful of his presence among us in the world today.
Advent is, of course, as I said, a period of waiting, of preparation, and yet we live such busy lives and society is so frenetic. Do we sometimes find it difficult to stop and look around and look for Christ?
I think that's absolutely the case. And yet, it's really a gift from God to us, you know, that we don't just sort of all of a sudden stumble on Christmas morning. Okay, it's here. It helps us to prepare gradually, little by little, day by day. We live our regular lives, but there's something deeper going on if we'll pay attention to it. And I think that's what the Lord is calling us to during this time. It goes awfully fast, just a few weeks, really. And yet, during that time, it seems like the busiest time of the year, and yet it's also meant to be one of the more spiritual times. So it's always a balancing act.
I found an Advent reflection written by Pope Benedict when he was still Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. It dates back, in fact, to the 1980s. I'll read it to you, and maybe you can comment on it. Advent is concerned with that very connection between memory and hope, which is so necessary to man. Advent's intention is to awaken the most profound and basic emotional memory within us, namely the memory of the God who became a child. This is a healing memory. It brings hope. The purpose of the Church's year is continually to rehearse her great history of memories, to awaken the heart's memory so that it can discern the star of hope. It is the beautiful task of Advent to awaken in all of us memories of goodness and thus to open doors of hope.
Hope is always such a constant theme in his old writings, but in his current writings and during his pontificate, that message of hope, because I think maybe he sees the world as losing hope or not being really imbued with a lot of hope. And the coming of God as a baby is a sign of great hope. I think whenever we see a little infant or a child, we think of the future and we think of the great things that can happen to this child and the hope, you know, that that phrase, you know, when the birth of every child is God's promise that he's not finished with the world. So I find that it is definitely a season of hope and a preparation of joy, but he's drawing on the memories probably of our own childhood, our own infancies, our own preparations for Christmas can be a touchstone to help us in our Advent journeys.
As we know, Christmas is a time of goodwill when we try to look around and not forget those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Is there any way in which you try to put this into practice?
I do a couple of things every year. One is the recommendation of a priest that I knew about 15 years ago. He said, pick one person with whom you would like to be better reconciled, somebody that you're maybe on the outs with or you've had difficulty with, and make that person a constant part of your prayer life each and every day, and just see how the Lord perhaps heals that relationship, strengthens that relationship, opens it up a little bit more, maybe to a true and full reconciliation. And it happens all the time, and I recommend this to people. And during this Advent season, it's a time of reconciliation, of preparing for the coming of the Lord.
So you still carry on this every Advent?
Right. And I have somebody in mind that I'm praying for, that we need to have a deeper reconciliation as well. In terms of reaching out to other people Absolutely. We do, in my family traditionally, a lot of charitable work and especially supporting our missionaries in other parts of the world and trying to collect money and sending things to them so that they can continue to preach the good news.
Now, talking about preaching the good news, a lot of the gospel readings in the Advent season are based around the account of St. John the Baptist, who preaches the coming of the Lord. Can you tell us a little bit about the figure of St. John the Baptist, his message? He's quite an uncomfortable figure. He's quite an anti-conformist figure in a way, and he's got quite uncomfortable news. He's not implying it's all going to be milk and honey, is he?
Well, no. He says, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord." Notice he says he's the voice of the one crying out. So he really is God's chosen instrument, and his message is, you know, straighten things out. So he's pretty honest. He holds the mirror up to us.
Now, is there any personal anecdote that you can share with us that for you summed up for you why Advent is so important, or why for you it is such a joyful season, or just any particular aspect?
For us, back to my home in Chicago, was the Advent wreath that we had every single year on our big table. I was one of six children and my parents, so eight of us every night at dinner, lighting that Advent calendar, Advent wreath, and saying a special prayer. And of course, it was always kind of a battle who gets to do it tonight, and my mom trying to, you know, divvy it up among us, and we never played with matches except during lighting the Advent wreath. So that was such a special season, and it just changed the daily kitchen table into a place of something special, something prayerful and something joyful. And then it was so simple in a way, and then at the end of Advent, a month later, the whole house is full of the joy of Christmas. But we really tried to observe Advent season as a time of prayer and preparation as a family. And I encourage families to do that too. The Advent wreath is something so simple. Children just love it, and it just draws attention, and right in the middle of the normal family life can be a place where we are experiencing the Lord and one another.
Did you also have an Advent calendar, which is very popular?
Yes,
another popular tradition in the run-up to Christmas?
Absolutely. We had a beautiful Advent calendar of definitely religious themes. It was kind of the nativity, and we'd open the doors each day again. It was like each child got a special turn for it. I'm the one now who buys the Advent calendars for all my nieces and nephews and make sure that they keep up that tradition in their families as well. So Advent calendar, Advent wreath, definitely. And then our parish had a wonderful, every year they sent out like a CD or a tape that had little thoughts for the day from the pastor that we could play in the home as well.
Another, of course, fundamental tradition during the lead up to Christmas, during Advent, is the nativity scene, the creche scene. Was that also a very important part of your own life?
Yes, we always had that creche scene under the tree, and little by little we'd move the shepherds and the sheep and the figures closer and closer to the Christmas tree and to the stable that final night, Christmas Eve, putting the baby Jesus in there as well. But these things came a little bit later in Advent. We try to keep these first few weeks a more quiet time, more prayerful time.
I was speaking to Jesuit priest Father Matthew Gamba.